and presidents.
Some sad news out at the White House concerning my old friend, the White House spokesman, Tony Snow. Were you there at the any of you there at the press conference? I'm so sorry about that. Tony began his broadcast career on this program, and he has been a first-rate spokesperson for the president, it seems to me, having good relations with the press, articulating well the president's perspective without alienating his colleagues.
And think about what the job he came into. I mean, who would want that job when he took it? And it was in a series, you know, the previous press secretaries had taken a pasting, and he came in and changed the job around, and is beloved inside the White House, and that was not always the case with previous press secretaries.
And he had, before he accepted the job as press secretary, he had gone to his doctor and had gotten a checkup and had gotten a clean bill of health, because he knew and said that it was something that he did not feel that he could take on if he didn't have a clean bill of health. And so that made it, you know, that much more sort of surprising and you know, emotional, I think, this week. And you certainly saw the emotion on the faces of White House officials as they talked about this.
No, I share your affection for Tony. I met him as a panelist on this Friday News Roundup on the show many, many years ago. What I admire about Tony, there's not a person around this table or listening to us who has not been touched by cancer. And Tony has shown such courage, and he has said, I'm embracing life, I'm going to move forward. It's the same thing I admired about the Edwards last week. You know, Mrs. Edwards said, I'm not going to go home and die, I'm going to keep doing my work. And Tony said, I'm going to keep doing my work, I'm going to fight and continue to make a contribution. And he has made a contribution not only to the White House, but to other cancer sufferers who get courage from his example.
Are you at all surprised, Karen, about the sort of backlash that Elizabeth Edwards has received from her decision to go forward?
I am, because of, I think it is as much a reflection of the political climate in which we're living, where everything is deemed fair game.
Karen Tumulty of Time Magazine, Steve Roberts, syndicated columnist, and John Dickerson of Slate.com. When we come back, we'll open the phone.